This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Think tropical island getaway, and Germany may not immediately come to mind, especially this time of year, but a new theme park has just opened in the eastern part of the country. It's inside a massive aircraft hangar that was home to one of Germany's most spectacular investment failures. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Inside a dome as long as three football fields, some 40 miles from Berlin, the air buzzes with the hum of tropical insects and animals. But there are no real birds or bugs here. The piped-in rainforest sounds are a feature of Tropical Island, a themed water park being touted as an oasis in the desolation of eastern Germany. So far, visitors seem to love it.
Jetzt mach ich abtauchen.
Daniel Becker dives backward from his father Oliver's arms.
I think it's a nice place, and the kids will have much fun. For the parents, also easy to have fun with the kids.
The owners of Tropical Island bought the enormous glass and metal hangar at a steep discount after its builders went bankrupt. That company, Cargo Lifter, had planned to develop massive blimp-like airships to carry huge loads to remote places. The local government had subsidized Cargo Lifter. Economics professor Guido Reger says when Cargo Lifter went bankrupt, the government lost tens of millions of dollars. But the psychological impact was worse.
It stood for something like a vision for the country of Brandenburg, that we can make it, we really can manage radical innovation, because this would have been a radical innovation. It broke down. And that's very bad for the mind of the people, I would say.
Government subsidies have been partly responsible for attracting other businesses to the region, including American chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices and chemical companies and automakers. Tropical Island founder Colin Au, a Malaysian businessman, has requested about $17 million in government aid. Not because he needs it, he says, but because it's there.
It's like your income tax. If you're allowed to apply for a rebate, so you get a deduction in your tax, if you're entitled to it, you just apply for it.
Some argue government subsidies in eastern Germany have been misdirected. Hans-Werner Zinn, head of Munich's IFO Institute for Economic Research, says cash grants lower the price of building new factories, but do nothing to make employment costs in eastern Germany competitive with nearby countries such as Poland or Slovakia. 20% unemployment persists in eastern Germany. More government money goes to social welfare than creating employment. Zinn says the East is no longer catching up with the West, and that creates tension.
It is creating resentment in the West, because the people wonder whether the increase in government debt resulting from that is sustainable. And also the Eastern Germans are, of course, unhappy because they see that the convergence is not continuing.
The tropical island has created more than 500 jobs. The island is also a place to escape the gloomy economy, at least for those who can afford $20 a visit. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.